welcome to That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is a top supplier in the UK for all your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. And it is our 100th episode. Just a shout out to all our listeners and fans who have helped us keep going and providing feedback and just listening to us. We've even dragged Joe away from moving house just to have a little appearance for our little 100th episode.
Yeah, it's got to be done. I mean, 100 episodes. I mean, it's nearly 2 years since the old... I don't know how many listeners know how we sort of came together. Like we've told people sort of like not on recording, but since that Reddit post where we all came together, which was quite nice.
Recording over Skype on my iPhone.
Yeah. We have come a long way.
Come a long way.
Yeah, it feels like we've done more than 100 though.
Yeah. Genuinely, that work we've put in.
Yeah. Definitely feels like you've done about 1,000.
Yeah.
That's where do you think my ear's gone? That's where my ear's gone.
That was it though, like 100 episodes, like, I'll tell you what, like at the beginning it was like, oh yeah, we'll just talk, but there's a lot more to it than just talking. Yeah. It's been quality. It's been a good journey, and we've all learned and progressed definitely over the last 2 years. And here's to the next 100.
Nice. Absolutely, milestone. Yeah.
Look forward to the 500 mark, me. That's the next one. Just need to get one. 100 subscribers on YouTube, please.
Yeah.
So in this new house, Joey, you're gonna set up a nice studio.
I'm kind of literally sat my video keeps going. I'm on about a 4G connection, but yeah, just that's my little spot there. I've got a bit of a background I can work with now. I sort of get approval from the landlord to be able to put pictures up. So yeah, when I do, I'll have some things behind me and have a nice little setup. And that's nice. And I'll show you if I can turn this around. I've sort of got like the main road, called it Reading Road, just over there. So I can people watch whilst doing the podcast as a nosy person I am. So yeah, it's nice. Thank you.
Anyway, Joe, mate, we'll let you get back to the form and giving you the win.
Thank you. This is probably the most fun I've had all day, but it's been short-lived.
All right, mate. We'll see you later.
See you later, boys. Joe.
Next up.
Sorry, mate.
Okay, so week two of the ELF has wrapped up, and some players are definitely starting to show they may be standing up above the rest. Craig, Tim and I are going to break it all down for you all. So go through a bit of news first, as there has been some quite interesting stuff floating around. So, of course, if you haven't checked out our Madre London interview, go check that out. We'll put the link down below. I mean, he's the Russian leader of the whole league, and he's just having an absolutely phenomenal season. So make sure you check that out. We've just spoken to Carlos Browns, defensive lineman for the Wroclaw Panthers. So make sure you go listen to that as well when it's out. But on to the biggest news so far out of the league, I think. Jacob Wright, the ex-quarterback for the Stuttgart Surge, was ejected during the game, suspended from the league, and then pretty much immediately cut from the Surge due to a racially motivated incident on the field, where he called two players, Cadell King and someone else, on the Frankfurt a racial slur. We did speak to Cadell afterwards, and he did give us a statement saying, "I'm just happy with the way the ELF dealt with it quickly. The QB used racial slurs against me and another teammate post-game. I'm all for trash talking, but when you try to belittle another person because of the colour of their skin, there should be zero tolerance, and I'm happy with the message the league sent." And yeah, I mean, ELF couldn't have done better. Immediate statement, did the right thing. They're trying to be the next league, and I think they handled it very appropriately.
Definitely.
But I guess that goes to show that I think they are serious, and I think that we could potentially be looking at the next big league to come. And other bit of news that only recently came out is Cologne. There's been some sort of problem with the home field, whether that's sponsorship or funding or whatever it may be. And they are currently without a home field after their next home game, I think. So all their current home games will be played in the next Frankfurt game that was meant to be at home will be played away at Frankfurt. So hopefully the Centurions can get back on their feet, because I think I'm actually being drawn towards them as my team.
Yeah, I think the reason why we're not entirely sure about the statement, it was a statement in German that we had Google translated, so we don't know that much about it. But I do know that people were talking before about Cologne having problems getting facilities in Cologne itself. They played one game in the stadium, but for whatever reason, they're struggling to get a stadium. And hopefully, because everything else has been going pretty smoothly for the league so far, that they get the situation sorted out quite quickly. Like I said, they're going to be one of the top teams to watch.
So are you thinking of jumping ship then, Adam? Are you thinking of becoming a Centurion instead of a Dragon?
I don't think I was fully committed to the Dragons, so I just want to say that. They still could be up there, but now that I'm kind of starting to see how each team's playing, and specifically the Centurions have got one very good player. But I don't know. I like the colour scheme. I honestly still don't know, but yeah, I'm definitely starting to lean towards Cologne a bit more. How about you guys? Have you guys managed to solidify a team?
Pointing that way. I've nailed my flags to the door. I'm going with the Sea Devils.
Is that a Hamburg Sea Devils Jadrian Clark jersey?
It is a Jadrian Clark t-shirt. Available at ELF. It ships to the UK for a flat fee.
You're committed now, Tim? Is that it?
Well, I am now, aren't I?
I mean, I'm still kind of torn. I'm still torn between the Galaxy and the Panthers. Especially after the last couple of weeks, being a defensive guy myself. Panthers have really been nice to watch on defense and special teams. And same with Frankfurt. I like what they do on defense. It's nice to watch. So I'm still torn between the two at the moment. Hoping by the end of the season, I'll be like Tim. I'll have sort of cemented my team and be rooting for them. Go and see a game, hopefully, next season.
Yeah, man, if we can go see a game. If we see a game this season, I'll cry. Right, on to the games. Only three games this week. The bye week came very early in week two. There is only 18, so it's to be expected, I guess. So Leipzig Kings fell 28 to the Panthers 54 points on Saturday. The Wroclaw Panthers were able to dominate on offense for a second week in a row, scoring 54 points. They didn't really leave the Kings a chance to come back in the conference matchup. The Kings did look bad, though. Flashes on offense and defense with Timothy Knutel, which is a great name, standing out for his third touchdown catch of the season. And he had a really nice screen pass as well that I saw. Michael Birdsong, the quarterback as well. He, despite not winning, he played really well. He's really good at scrambling, and he's got an absolute bullet on him. So definitely keep a lookout for him. Alpha Jallo, the safety for the Kings as well, who obviously scored an amazing kick return last week. He got another 91-yard touchdown return. I mean, if you just watch him play, he looks quicker than anyone else on the field. In an interception call back due to another defensive back doing like a very minor pass interference was a big gutting. Pasqualini, the Panthers running back, even though he's fast, he saw Jallo just almost like DK Metcalf, Budda Baker style, just absolutely hunting down. Lucas O'Connor, the Panthers quarterback, he really stood out. Four touchdown passes on the day, a lot of passing yards. As I mentioned, Pasqualini there had a big day with two scores on the ground. And both these teams are suiting up in week three, looking for their next wins on the road to the playoffs. Wroclaw are now the first 2-0 team. Leipzig Kings are 1-1 after their second week. And some big plays and stats that I noted down here. A cornerback for the Panthers, Robinson. He had two interceptions last week, and he gets a field goal return to the house for a touchdown as well. Really, really good special teams play. And the Panthers wide receiver, Bernat, he hauled in two really nice touchdowns, including a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch in the end zone. MVP for me, I'm going to give it to Lucas O'Connor. Four touchdowns, 302 yards, no ints, which is an NFL stat line. Honourable mention goes out to Alpha Jallo again. Two tackles, five assists, four kick returns for 167 yards and one touchdown. I mean, like you said, Craig, Panthers just look clean. They look disciplined. They are a force on the field.
They look good on both sides of the ball. It looks like they're not just, like, they do have, you know, players that do stand out, but it looks like they're pretty solid overall. They're a good, solid team in every position. Like I said, they're particularly fun to watch on defense, I find. There was quite a lot of three-man fronts as well, which I've been seeing. Yeah, it was a great game. Really enjoyed it.
Any comments, Tim?
Oh, you've covered it all.
Brilliant. Next game, first, I guess at the same time on Sunday, we had Frankfurt Galaxy scoring 42 on the Stuttgart Surge, who scored 20. It was a pretty one-sided story, this game. Frankfurt dominated pretty early on, and Surge just couldn't really come back from it. I think at half-time it was 27-0, so they really did get put in a bit of a black hole. Galaxy defence just held Wright back. In credit to Wright, he's a very nippy fellow. He can really move around on his feet. The Galaxy did give him some space to run around, but ultimately couldn't bring it back, 42-20. And with the Centurions winning against the Dragons, three teams for the Southern Conference are now 1-1, the Dragons being 0-2. And the Surge are going to see the Thunder in Berlin, whilst the Galaxy are hosting the Panthers, which is probably right now the best game coming up that we're going to see. Obviously, Surge, ex-quarterback, Wright made a lot of plays on his legs. And as Craig mentioned, he likes to hold his ball right out in front of him.
It was stressing me out, how far out wide he was holding that ball. It, like, holding it like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, it was like it was pulling him along. And MVP for the game. There was a pretty balanced stat sheet overall, but I think we can give it to running back for the Galaxy, Adams. 11 carries, 115 yards for two touchdowns, including one big old run down the field where he got brought down on the 1 yard line.
Adams looks very solid. I know we were talking to Madre the other day, and his stat line sort of is sort of everywhere at the moment, and is what everyone seems to be seeing. But Adams is, you know, you look at his numbers, you look at this game in particular, and again, pretty solid, not too shabby. Great performance by him.
I think Frankfurt, let's not forget their first game, they narrowly, it was only late that Tamberg scored, so they could easily be 2-0. They're a very strong team. They've got a really good defence, and they've got a good passing game as well as their running game as well, so they're a good all-round team.
Yeah, that Frankfurt Sea Devils game was really good. And I'd like to put it to a vote. Can we call the Frankfurt Galaxy defence the Black Hole? Good name, bad name, terrible name?
You could do a lot worse. I think it's a pretty decent name.
The Andromeda defense.
What a ringing endorsement. You could do a lot worse.
The Supernovas.
And then final games, we had the Barcelona Dragons who scored 12 and the Cologne Centurions who scored 40. I mean, this game just showcased that Magio London is probably the force to be reckoned with in the ELF at the moment. After being the Russian leader in week one, eclipsing 250 yards, he surprised everyone again by going for 352 rushing yards and four scores on the ground. I get it's not the NFL, but I've just never seen someone so dominant over two games. Like, any gap he saw, there was that one run where literally I think the entire team had one opportunity. Each player must have had an opportunity to tackle him, and he got past every single one. It remains to be seen if the 1-1 Leipzig Kings can stop London next week. Barcelona Dragons just weren't really able to get much going. They had the opportunity. If you watch the game, the referees were, whether it was valid or not, the Barcelona Dragons were bailed out a lot by penalties. They just kept getting 5 yard penalty first down for the offense. And Zach Edwards, he played well. He's a good quarterback from what I watch. He's good at scrambling. He gets those passes out. But his offensive line just was not holding up well enough for him. He just had no time to really get anywhere. And they have to go now face the Hamburg Sea Devils in Spain next week. And that's just not an easy defense he's going to be playing against. Do keep an eye on, I mentioned him last week, Gene Constant, wide receiver for the Dragons. He looked even better this week round. He's very, very quick, and he can cut on an absolute dime. Also, elf baller Quinton Pounds for the Centurions as well. He had a bigger week this week. He had some really nice catches and an incredible touchdown in the end zone.
Yeah, that touchdown I really enjoyed. Like, it come right at the end of the half. He knew they were going to throw the ball, and yet he still managed to beat the corner and find the gap just between the corner and the safety right in the corner of the end zone.
Absolute wallop at the end as well.
Yeah, it was a beautifully thrown ball as well, to be fair. He literally dropped it right in where he needed it to go. It was a great touchdown.
let's not forget, Pounds is a quality player. And if it wasn't for his, he'd had a few nasty injuries, he'd probably be in the NFL. He's that, I think he's that good a player.
You're right. Yeah. What is it, like 2-3 ACL injuries? So yeah. I think we are seeing some players that are, in a sense, just trying to get their tape back on, their highlights back on, so they can break back into the American leagues. And but for real, at least Madre and Pounds, we could very well see them entering the league at some point.
Yeah, he had another highlight reel run himself, didn't he? With his beast wake style run. Yeah.
Jesus, just he's got
it.
Face kicks away.
Stiff arm at the end was nasty.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought when the highlights finished, when I sat down, I finished watching the game and everything else, was that guy's got a mean stiff arm. Like, I've seen at least two or three in that game where people are coming out and trying to tackle him and he's just like, get out of here. No, you know.
So yeah, of course, MVP and Taft's MVP of the week, Madre London again, 352 yards, 4 tutties on 25 carries with a big beast mode run chopped in there. And then honourable mention to Gene Constant, 259 yards from scrimmage, 158 of them receiving, 75 on kick returns and 22 on punt returns. So a multifaceted receiver there. But overall, I mean, obviously the Frankfurt game was a bit one-sided and so was the Cologne game, but they were good to watch because the Cologne offense is great and the Frankfurt defense is great to watch. And then, as we said, the Kings Panthers game, that was just Panthers took it away, it was a great game anyway. But yeah, a couple of big games to look forward to as well. That the Panthers Frankfurt game is probably going to be one of the best of the season, I think. Yeah.
I think it's definitely the one to watch.
Obviously, let us know how you feel about our reviews. If you want us to include anything else you think we should talk about. And make sure you do check out our Elf Baller interviews because we are trying to get as many of the players on to talk to as possible. And it's really nice talking to them and seeing kind of their mindset on football. You can check all our stuff out on our socials. They are all dotted around here on YouTube. Or if you're listening to the pod, it's at @Tafs_UK or just at Tafs for Facebook. We've got our website, That American Football Show. We've got our YouTube, same again. Leave us comments, leave us feedback. We're wanting to get better, so you're listening to us and enjoying it. If you've got any questions you want us to answer, just shoot them our way. Anything else you want to talk about before we get off, guys?
Yeah, don't forget about our shop. If you're enjoying the videos and you want to help support the pod, we've got T-shirts, we've got hats, we've got hoodies. It'd be great to see it'd be great to see some in the stands out there if you're at an ELF game.
Absolutely. If we see you wearing an ELF kit, we'll definitely give you a shout out. But thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EP Sports for all your NFL and equipment needs. And we will see you for some ELF goodness next week.